From our earliest experiments in VR, we realized how critical high-quality, high-density lighting was to conveying a sense of realism. In game development, any technology choice involves trade-offs between quality, runtime performance, and development time. For Half-Life Alyx, we chose a high-quality, high-performance light mapping solution, which required a significant amount of offline pre-processing. We performed the light map pre-processing using a render form, which could take several hours for a single map at the highest quality. And we put a lot of effort into mitigating the cost of that high iteration time for designers on the team. Specifically, we implemented a real-time approximation to the final lighting result, which allowed designers to light scenes in real time with confidence that the high-performance light maps would match their intent. Most lights in Half-Life Alyx are baked into a single term that describes distance falloff and shadowing, allowing us to change the brightness and color of lights in real time at no cost. This encoding also allows us to apply shadows from dynamic props and characters without having to render any static geometry into shadow maps. Our light maps store directional information using the popular ambient highlight direction encoding, an improvement over Valve's own radiosity normal mapping technique pioneered in Half-Life 2. This new light map encoding ensures that the bumpy surfaces can appear bumpy even when not under direct light. This blinking light source provides a good illustration of this technique, as you can perceive the surface detail even during times the light source is off.